Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Weeks after the U.S. presidential election, the transition from the Trump administration to U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to begin after the General Services Administration, the federal agency that must sign off on presidential transitions, verified that Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. The GSA announcement came shortly after officials in the state of Michigan certified Biden as the winner in their state, making Trump's legal efforts to change the election outcome even more unlikely to succeed. President Trump, who had refused to concede the election, said Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. The move by the GSA clears the way for the start of the transition of Trump's administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over January the 20th. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region Monday as the 72-hour deadline for regional forces to surrender approaches. On Sunday, the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed gave a 72-hour deadline to Tigrayan forces to surrender or face a military offensive from the central government, escalating a weeks-long conflict that has left hundreds of people dead. The United Nations said that more than 30,000 people so far have fled Tigray to neighboring Sudan and echoed calls to preserve the safety of civilians. Tensions have been building since September when Tigray defiantly held a regional election. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Australian airline company Qantas said it will require international travelers in the future to prove they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to fly, as another pharmaceutical company announced its progress in creating a potential vaccine to fight the coronavirus. The comments came as AstraZeneca said Monday that clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine in Britain and Brazil have shown it is highly effective in preventing COVID-19 without hospitalizations or severe cases of the disease in any of the trial's volunteers. The United States continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases, followed by India with more than 9 million infections and Brazil with 6 million. The virus has claimed nearly 1.4 million lives so far. More than a quarter million of those deaths occurred here in the United States. Well, state authorities in Brazil announced Monday that they have started the clinical studies for the Chinese-made CoronaVac vaccine. The study has reached the minimum number of volunteers who tested positive for COVID-19, and now they are able to check if the infected were those who received the vaccine or the placebo, which will determine its efficacy. CoronaVac is a partnership between the Sao Paulo State Institute for Biological Research and Bhutan 10 and the Chinese company Sinovac, and has been widely tested in Brazil. A day earlier, the federal government signed a letter of intent to purchase 5 COVID-19 vaccines without including the CoronaVac. A landslide in Colombia struck a bar, killing 7 people, injuring another 13. In addition to those already confirmed as dead or injured, local media reports more than 15 other people may be missing. According to the local officials, the bar was operating illegally well after midnight Monday when that landslide occurred. China successfully launched an unmanned spacecraft to the moon early Tuesday local time to land and gather soil and rock samples and return to Earth. The robotic spacecraft will seek to collect material that can help scientists understand more than the moon's origins and formation. And David Dinkins, who served as New York City's first and only African-American mayor during the 1990s, has died at the age of 93 on Monday, according to multiple media outlets. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.